CD 1. Track 30.
Well, what's interesting about the whole work-life balance thing is that most of us only spend more or less a third of our day in work. So actually, there's plenty of time for other things. And if you're organised, you can have a very good work-life balance. I mean, I'm not the best organiser in the world, but I think I can organise my time pretty well and divide my time between work and other things.
Yes, I know what you mean. But although in theory people spend about a third of their day at work, 8 hours or something, in reality it's often much longer. Your time gets swallowed up by having to work longer hours. The fact is, I have a really busy work schedule, I really do. You know, there are pressures of deadlines and things, and I end up coming to work earlier and staying later, so the work-life balance gets a bit lost.
Yes, true. Believe me, I know, it's not easy, but I do think it's possible to improve it. It's something that people need to work at, in a sense. You know, it might not just happen if you don't work at it. You need to be quite disciplined, in a way. My non-work life is really important to me, so I make sure that I prioritise it. Without a doubt, I'd say that I work to live and not the other way around. I want to be able to have spare time, you know, leisure time, and not be too tired to do anything with it.
Yeah. What do you like doing in your spare time?
Well, I think it's important to make time for the fundamental things in life, family and friends, and relaxing on your own too, sort of recharging your batteries.
Yes, I agree. Family and friends are the most important for sure. What do you do then, you know, to recharge your batteries?
Well, I go to the gym a lot. I find it a really good way of relaxing and keeping fit, of course. If I don't have time to fit in at least 3 trips to the gym every week, I begin to feel a bit anxious, I must say.